Hello, everybody. This is Jalayla, and we're back, and we're doing our next recording for the Dancing with the Dark, which is the now fifth key of compassion. And I'm here with my husband, Jonathan.
Hello, everybody.
And our good friend, Nancy Joy.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Who is author, she has recently released her book, which is The Wounded Heart, and it's very good. I encourage you all to get it.
Oh, thank you.
A great book about multidimensional compassion. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes.
About a novel about using the keys, sort of.
Yeah.
Partly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're here. So where do we want to start with Dancing with the Dark? This is the first key that you and I, Jonathan, wrote together.
Yeah, we did write this together.
It came out of 3 years of...
struggle.
I was going to say bliss, but that would be a lie.
That would be a lie. I was a witness.
What was the dark side of bliss?
It was a dark side of bliss.
What's the God consciousness way of looking at darkness and light? Because, you know, we're afraid of darkness. We don't like it. We don't like our dark feelings. But what's the higher perspective on that?
Well, that's a good question. I think we first need to talk about what is God consciousness? What do we mean by that?
That's true.
God consciousness to us is the way God thinks, the mind of God, whether you call God he, she, it, source, whatever. It's the consciousness of whatever created the universe, mm-hmm. and how that it, he, she set it up. And we, you know, we're always looking for the answers of, well, how does God really think and how are we supposed to think? You know, we're taught that, well, God is unconditionally loving, unconditionally accepting. Okay, well, now how do you do that? How do you become that? Because we're all taught if we do that, see, we're going to go to heaven. If we don't, we're going to go to hell. So we're looking for it, and we always seem to be falling short of the mark. Mm-hmm. Somewhere along the line, we always, you know, we see painful situations, and we just judge the hell out of it, you know, and we go, well, we're never going to get to heaven, you know. And that's always been a topic that intrigued me even growing up in a very religious household is how do you become unconditionally loving and accepting? How does God do that when God sees all these horrible things going on in the world? And more importantly, how can I become that? I just can't seem to get there. So it wasn't until I went on the spiritual quest 10 or so years ago that I began to understand what God consciousness is. And God consciousness is... it's not necessarily a person's consciousness, but it is basically the way the universe functions. The universe is like a computer. It does not care. What you put in, you get out. Mm-hmm. It just responds to what you give it. Mm-hmm.